shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
People talking about being disciplined, and Paul said, look, I've been in the sea, I've been at peril, I've been stoned, I've been beat with 39 stripes. He listed all these things we talked about. But yet he was disciplined enough to keep going on. His body said, it's time to quit. Discipline said, I'm disciplined to do what Christ did. My mind is set, my gaze is fixed on the cross, and I'm doing whatever's necessary that God may stand. When I stand before him, he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, if Jesus is an example of yours, you have to follow in his footsteps. And that's to follow his example, his teaching, his training. But he's looking for disciplined ones. He's looking for disciples. We have to understand that we can take control of ourselves if we want to. But Paul went on and he told them all, what are you all talking about? He said, I'm a disciplined individual. I do this. I do that. I've been worse than all of you and I'm still going. So don't give me an excuse about why you aren't going. We went on and we looked at in Hebrews 12. Flip over to Hebrews 12. We'll pick it up there. Hebrews 12, verse 7. If you endure chastening, which we knew that we studied it out, and that word actually meant discipline. It says chastening, and we think in terms of correction, but it's a form of correction, but the actual Greek word is translated discipline. More accurately translated, if you endure discipline, or you're willing to be disciplined is a better way to say it. If you're willing to be disciplined, God deals with you as a son. If you are willing to be disciplined, then God will discipline you. If you're willing to be disciplined, God will deal with you as a son he loves. For what son is he whom the father does not discipline? But if ye be without discipline, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. In other words, fatherless. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days disciplined us. You know, your parents, you don't live in your parents' house forever. Usually, you know, sometimes people do. They stay to help mom out, help dad out. But most people move out. They go get married, they go out, different things like that. But he said, you lived with them for a while. And they disciplined you for that while. But then you're on your own. But it goes here and says, verse 10, for they verily for a few days disciplined us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no discipline for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Them which are self-controlled in discipline, those that go out and do what Christ said do. The exercise is to apply yourself to it. You know, if you're, let's say it's kind of like if you go to school and you study and you go out and you work in that field, people could say you're exercising your degree. You know, I have a degree in medicine. I'm going out and exercise my degree in medicine. I have a degree in engineering. I'm going to go out and be an engineer. Exercise is to do. If you're exercising yourself in that chasing, in that discipline, you're out doing what that discipline has brought to you. And see, that's what discipline is about. Discipline is a training. And you're training for something that's going to come. Jesus will instruct and train you to defeat the devil, because I don't care how big and bad you think you are, the devil is coming. And I'm sorry, it's like that. I hate to break the bad news to you. I know you figure if you get spiritual enough, the devil will leave you alone. The devil is not going to leave anybody alone. And matter of fact, like some of you may notice, you start going to church and you start getting the word, it seems like he intensifies his efforts. Because he's trying to steal that seed before that thing gets too big. I've seen some say, they don't consciously see it, but they just kind of quit coming. I've seen people come, they got problems. The word of God builds them up. They come for 2 or 3 months. You don't see them for 2 or 3 months. They got problems again. And you see them for 2 or 3 months. You don't see them for 2 or 3 months. I've seen it all. And the key is God is not mocked. As you sow, so shall you reap. You can't have inconsistent preparation and discipline and think you're going to have consistent victory. You have to be disciplined all the time. You have to be building in your propensity for discipline and your ability to be a disciplined one, because are you a disciple this month, or are you a disciple next month, or is this your month off? Which month is it that you're not going to be a disciplined one enough to come to church? Which month is it? Which Sunday is it? Which day is it? Discipline. And I'm not telling you this. I know preaching like this can make some people leave. But my goal is not to make anybody leave. My goal is to have you come up hither. I want you to come up higher. Now let's go on. In verse 8 it says, but if ye be without discipline, whereof all are partakers, then you're not sons of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our own flesh which correct us, and we gave them reverence. You respected your dad. If you had a dad to discipline you, you respected him. Or you had a mother to discipline you, you respected them. But no discipline seems joyous for the moment. But its end is the peaceable fruits of righteousness. Because a lot of parents, their hearts are breaking because of what their kids are suffering, because of the decisions their kids are making. But they don't have the discipline to tell those people no.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Are you a disciple next month, or is this your month off? Which month is it that you're not going to be a disciplined one enough to come to church? Which month is it? Which Sunday is it? Which day is it? Discipline. And I'm not telling you this. I know preaching like this can make some people leave. But my goal is not to make anybody leave. My goal is to have you come up hither. I want you to come up higher. Now let's go on. In verse 8 it says, but if ye be without discipline, whereof all are partakers, then you're not sons of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our own flesh which correct us, and we gave them reverence. You respected your dad. If you had a dad to discipline you, you respected him. Or you had a mother to discipline you, you respected them. But no discipline seems joyous for the moment. But its end is the peaceable fruits of righteousness. Because a lot of parents, their hearts are breaking because of what their kids are suffering, because of the decisions their kids are making. But they don't have the discipline to tell those people, no, I don't want the drugs. No, that woman's too wild. I don't want to run with her. No, that man's too foolish. No, they're running in love. Got no discipline at all. No self-control. No training was given. Not enough instruction was given. So therefore, they have no self-control. Lack of discipline goes to speaking naturally for a moment into college. If your child is undisciplined and you got college, I remember a story. This one person, they'd start off in the semester so good, getting good grades. And you know, semester is about 3 months long. And they could maintain discipline for about a month. So that first test, they get an A, and whew, downhill from there all the way through the final. Get to take that class over again. What happened? And I heard this person say, you know, I want to do it, but it's like I just can't make myself do it. There's too many other distractions, too many other things going on to do. I can't make myself sit down and study. That's a lot of people's problem. I don't have the discipline to do what is best for me. I've never been trained or instructed in self-control, therefore I cannot control myself. We're too immature to understand the goodness of God when He's asked us to do stuff. We tell you, trying to take my fun away. I don't want to be a Christian. It's no fun. No, this will give you fun and joy. That other thing you think is going to give you fun is going to cost you. Because it costs you when you got all these illegitimate kids and you got all this. It costs you. Children are blessing the Lord. Every child is born is blessing the Lord, but it does cost you something. It costs some young girls their teenage. It costs some young girls men because they don't want to marry somebody. You know, there's all kinds of things that happen. You complicate your life. Sin complicates things. Lack of discipline makes things harder. Discipline makes things easy. Realize this first. Nobody can control anybody else. Even in discipline, you can't control people because people always have a choice. Unless you can get in their brain and control their body, you cannot control them. But you can set up conditions that can coerce them to self-control. People go to college, know they should study. That's how they have a way to get in college. They at least know that much. But some people don't have the discipline to study because they've never developed the ability to control their flesh. They've never. And if you don't allow the word of God to discipline you, you never develop the ability to control your flesh so that when the devil comes, you will respond incorrectly. You won't respond properly because you're undisciplined. How many Christians, because of lack of discipline, go home prematurely? Some of the people that were martyred that we call great heroes, not all of them had to go. Because, I mean, Jesus said, you go when it's your time. And there were times when Paul and Jesus was going someplace and folks said, come on over here and preach. Come on over and preach. No, I won't go there because they sought to kill me there. And they didn't go. You remember that? You think they went looking to die. Well, it doesn't matter if I'm anointed wherever I go. Nothing can happen to me. Everything I step on, I tread upon. You will never get above the will of God. If the will of God is for you not to go to Macedonia, if you get an invitation and a promise of $52 million to come preach, you better stay out of Macedonia. And Paul just said, I'm sorry, they sought to kill me over there. So they went over here. And the Bible says that Jesus would not go there, for they sought to kill him there. But he's Jesus. Yeah, but he also had good sense. He had some discipline. I'm sure he wanted to go over there and minister to the people, but it didn't matter. I'm sure there's things you want to do that the Spirit of the Word of God speaks to you and tells you something else to do. Now, what do you follow? Depends on your discipline, who you will follow. Because your flesh, if you're used to fulfilling the lust of the flesh, you'll follow it. If you're undisciplined spiritually. But if you're disciplined spiritually, you'll just disregard what the flesh is saying. Whatever the flesh is saying, the end result is trouble. So I don't even want to do it. You know, somebody ticks you off. And your flesh says, let's get it on. Let's get it going. What you going to listen to? Look, you look at people and say, look, I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to argue with you. You know, you believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. You know, and you go on about your way and you keep the peace. Or you can just say, look, I'm going to tell you something. It's the last time you get nothing, blah, 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 blah. Then you all stirred up emotionally and your flesh is all fed. Your flesh is having a ball. You're getting the adrenaline rest. The energy's going. People like that. Some people like that. They like the flesh to be gratified like that. And that's what it is when you get into all that anger and all that tension. It shoots adrenaline through the flesh and it feels powerful and mighty and all of it. That's not necessary. It's better just to listen to the Spirit and let the peaceable fruit of righteousness rule. Let's look down here. Hebrews 12:11. Let's start with 10. For they verily for a few days discipline us, your parents, after their own pleasure. They discipline you to do what they want you to do. But God will always discipline you to your profit. Anything that the Word of God tells you to do is for your profit. No matter how much you dislike it. Remember, He can see further than us in our immature state can see. My daughter may not know doing her homework on a regular basis is going to help her get a degree in college, going to help her get a good job and help her be prosperous in life. She doesn't know that. She's too young to know that. We're too young. That's why they keep saying as children, as sons. An indication usually is the children of God. We're almost in a perpetual state of being the children of God, but then you grow up to be sons. And the difference of growing up and not growing up is your level of discipline, because there are a lot of people who are old children.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing Limited Liability Corporation.